This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Thursday morning edition as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America and the Caribbean, too. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people, and I mean all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, too, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. All right, well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
All righty. Well, here we go. A question was asked a little while ago about one of our listeners, Ian, and he was very concerned about a vote that was supposed to take place today in the Senate to override the president's executive order declaring a state of emergency on the border. Now, you looked that up. And I did, too, and I found out the same thing you did. But tell everybody what it is that you found out about that.
Actually, there's an old article, apparently, because there was a vote on September the 25th, and it failed. So I think that was the second time that they tried that, and it failed. So not to worry. The declaration of emergency still stands.
Okay, and again, folks, you heard it here first. You know, sometimes you got to look at the dates on these stories and wherever you heard it, because even the media that puts it out there, if it's the new media or a blog or wherever it's coming from, sometimes they don't get it right either, and that's the risk that we run. Now, I'm going to play a little short audio, and then I'm going to ask you for your comment here. This is about Joe Biden, and this is coming from Van Jones, and this is kind of interesting hearing this from him again, and then we'll get into something about Joe Biden and what he said yesterday.
Saw Buttigieg trying to get there. You saw Klobuchar trying to get there. We need somebody to really have this debate the right way. You've got to have two real heavyweights on both sides. Look, you know, Biden didn't do as badly as he has done. I still feel the air is coming out of Biden. I just don't see it. And so there is an opportunity.
Well, I agree with him. I think Biden's running on borrowed time here.
Well, he is. He's spending too much money, too, interestingly enough. I got an article yesterday from a law firm that he's already paid a law firm $275,000 for what, I don't know, but that's in addition to paying another law firm $75,000. So Kamala Harris is also spending more than she's taking in. So I... look, it comes down to Elizabeth Warren, and Elizabeth Warren is still telling, well, white lies about her own biography. And Wall Street has no use for her. So, you know, I don't think that she's going to get any kind of donations or support there. Bernie Sanders, the only support it looks like he has of any measure is the Squad.
Yeah.
So, you know, Van Jones is certainly concerned. Now there's an awful lot of chatter that Bloomberg may step in.
Yep.
And he can actually really self-fund his campaign because of his wealth. These candidates, I mean, Klobuchar, she's nowhere. Castro is nowhere. Yang is really nowhere. They're all kind of trying to outdo each other in these debates. But, Biden's just not going to, he's not going to prevail.
And then, of course, you got Tulsi Gabbard, and she's not going to do anything either. But I want to play very quickly the MSNBC panel, and this is about 28 seconds long here, talking about how it looked like as if Elizabeth Warren was hiding something when she was talking about this tax question on the health insurance. So here we go. We'll get this out there.
She was annoyed because she came under attack, and she came under a lot of attack for the Medicare for All on the Medicare for All question and the question of would she raise taxes. And she has a formula that she sticks to. She says costs will go down for the middle class. She will not say the taxes will go up, but other costs will come down, as Bernie Sanders says. She just won't go there, and she was pummeled for it.
Now, I believe that was Eugene Robinson, but I can't see any way that taxes can't help but go up with a plan like that. $34 trillion?
I don't think it's quite that high, but it's in the trillions. She has said it once, and the media hasn't gone back to actually go find that clip. But what she's basically saying is, yeah, because of the top 1%, their taxes are going to go up as much as 97%. And she's saying that, you know, the middle class, their costs are going to go down. But what she's really not saying, that they're trying to push her to say again, is that their taxes are going to go up too.
All righty. Hold that thought. I'll be right back, folks. More with Denise Simon right after this break. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And remember, for just a few dollars a month, you can join the USCCA, because the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense if you need it. And they also provide you with a lot of training if you need it, with the USCCA licensed instructors that are out there that can not only help you with safety on the firearms, with your firearm on the course, or they can also help you with just general safety in general when it comes to whatever type of weapon that you own. Speaking of which, if you go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the USCCA logo link that's on the right tab. Down will come a window that shows you the gun of the day, or whether or not they're giving away a program, if you will, training program that you can get involved in. And you can take advantage of that, sign up for that. And then if you decide to become a member, on top of that, three different levels of membership, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff. So check it out, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link on the right tab, and good luck to you. All right, Denise Simon is with us from founderscode.com. And one of the things that we've been talking about here, of course, besides Syria, has been the political end of things. And I'm gonna stop the discussion about Joe Biden with this one audio I've got right here, and I'm gonna play it, and then we're gonna get a comment from Denise Simon. This is Joe Biden, who was asked a question and answered it about his son Hunter, and he mistakenly said something that he was not challenged about. Listen to this.
My son's statement speaks for itself. I did my job. I never discussed a single thing with my son about anything having to do with Ukraine. No one has indicated I have. We've always kept everything separate. Even when my son was the Attorney General of the state of Delaware, we never discussed anything. So there'd be no potential conflict. My son made a judgment. I'm proud of the judgment he made. I'm proud of what he had to say. And let's focus on this.
Now, with that comment that was made, Denise, I believe that that's the beginning of the end for Joe Biden. You can explain why.
Well, he's got his sons confused. that's all I know to say. I was playing around last night in the Foreign Agents Registration Act website, doing a search over there on, see if any Bidens were registered as foreign agents. And I don't see where there's actually a name of Biden as a foreign agent. However, I would have to start looking at his companies, and they may be. So those names, I haven't had a chance to look those up. But Biden also had an awful lot of his staff people register as foreign agents dealing with Ukraine, policy advisors, people like Tony Blinken. There was an awful lot of work that came out of the Biden operation when he was vice president. Now, that tells you that anything that was going through Biden's office dealing with Ukraine, that he was, sending a text message or, having a phone call with his son during all of this. It would just stand to reason that you would do that. It would be almost dereliction of duty as a father that you wouldn't have a discussion with your son dealing with Ukraine, right?
I would think, yeah, continue.
So, I also found a document where a envoy was going over to Ukraine, and at one point, I have to go find it again here. I'm working on two computers because I got a lot of pages here, sites open, but two of them came out of Nancy Pelosi's office. So, she may have some answering to do. Now, it could be that's possibly why Nancy Pelosi said yesterday that she is not going to bring a impeachment vote to the floor of the House. There's more to it than necessarily meets the eye.
Well, let me ask you a question about that. I still don't think, and I could be wrong, but I still don't think in the House of Representatives they have enough votes to pass the inquiry, the articles of impeachment. I don't think they got enough votes.
Well, that's what media is necessarily telling us. We don't possibly know. We know that there are some that are in, some of her Democrats are in contentious districts where Trump won. And I think that it would be somewhat of an embarrassment to 20 or maybe 30 of them that may have some issues in order for them to stay in office. But I think there's more to it than that. And I think there's still much more to be uncovered when it comes to envoys, to lobby organizations, to foreign agents, to some other monies and so forth, dealing with not only Ukraine but China. And I will also add that when you follow the money trail, you're going to find out that we've got other countries that are involved here, and I think they're going to bubble to the surface here pretty soon.
Now, the United Nations is famous for making news by just doing things, and they're about to do something again. And their credibility is at stake once again, because Venezuela and Nicolas Maduro are in line to get a seat on the Human Rights Council of the United Nations.
I'm aware of that.
And well, how can that be? How can that possibly be with everything that's taking place in Venezuela?
Well, I see, well, here I am. I see it says Venezuela unfit for Rights Council seat. So, yeah, it looks like that. I think what it happens here is it's kind of done on some rotation basis and seniorities and those kinds of things. So I think that's how it kind of shakes out. Now, they have to do 14 new members of the within the 47 countries, and they're there for a 3-year term. So Venezuela and Brazil are kind of next up. And Costa Rica is going to compete for one of the two seats that are opening up as well. So, yeah, I doubt that it'll happen. I think it would be a colossal embarrassment for the Human Rights Council, although some of the countries that are on the Human Rights Council are kind of ridiculous anyway. So,
now, Senator Richard Blumenthal, the Marine who went to Vietnam but didn't go to Vietnam from Connecticut, has introduced a bill aimed at violence against the media, any type of violence against a news person, a media person actively working on a news story would become a federal crime. What do you think about that?
Okay, whatever. Sure. I mean, you know, just because these cats introduce something doesn't mean they'll even get to committee, much less get out of committee to go to the full floor and then, you know, go for a whole Senate vote and then even over to the House. So, not worried about it. I mean, a lot of these people just grandstand. I wrote a bill and I introduced it to you. That doesn't mean anything. If they don't advance, it doesn't mean anything.
Now, what do you think about Nancy Pelosi when she jumped up and started pointing her finger at the president and made this big scene yesterday at the White House and the meetings that they had there, and then goes outside and said a story, and all the Democrats agreed with what she had to say. Chuck Schumer made it sound worse. Steny Hoyer made it sound horrible. And then all the Republicans came out and said, that's not what happened. And I mean, he even had videos of this. I mean, what do you think about that? And here comes the music.
That's Nancy.
All right, well, with that, we'll let you go, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. So have yourself a great day, my dear. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and we'll be back with more in our next Military and Veterans News segment coming up bottom of the hour. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'll be right back with more. I'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats are ramping up their impeachment probe. They've decided against a formal vote on the inquiry of the president. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there's no constitutional need for a vote on an impeachment inquiry.
There's no requirement that we have a vote, and so at this time we will not be having a vote.
President Trump and Republicans in Congress have been demanding the vote, the president calling the inquiry illegitimate and refusing to cooperate without such a vote. Pelosi says,
this is not a game for us. This is deadly serious.
New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin.
This process is such a clown show, and I say that because that's as politically correct as I could get.
The committees will hear Thursday from the U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 22 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat, and I'm doing a downward dog, and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our next Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where in 14 short months you can get your certification to become an aviation maintenance tech and start out day one making $50,000 to $60,000 a year right off the bat, with the possibility to make a lot more than that very quickly. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. Many more people have chosen to go to technical schools to learn a trade, which in most cases will not pay them full salary to start with. Because if you're going to go into a union profession as a, electrician, plumber, maybe you're going in as a welder, maybe you're going in as a high-tech developer of some sort, you know, so internet or whatever, you're going to start out at what's going to be called the apprentice level. And if it's a union job, you'll start out at 80%. You won't start out at 100% of whatever the pay is. So in many cases, the money may be less than what you could make as a certified aviation maintenance tech. Because right off the bat, as a certified aviation maintenance tech, you're going to get $50,000 to $60,000 a year wherever you work here in the United States. And your chance for advancement is very good. Your chance for making a lot of money above that $50,000 or $60,000 is very good. Because in the aircraft industry, the people that work on the aircraft are still human beings. And as a certified aviation maintenance tech, and they still need plenty of them because the older people are retiring right now and the aircraft is changing to a lot more computer operated, they need a lot more people. Now, in 14 short months at the National Aviation Academy, you can become that certified aviation maintenance tech. And all you got to do is go to naa.edu, the website again, naa.edu, and give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. And if you get in, you're going to have the benefit of being able to have a tremendous job starting at $50,000 or $60,000 a year. Now, they have two locations to serve you. One's in Concord, Massachusetts. Concord's right outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, I can tell you that the training you'll get, as long as you're certified, you've got a carte blanche ticket to ride. You can go anywhere. Now, I knew one fella who became a certified aviation maintenance tech, and he moved back to Alabama where he came from, and they were putting in a small airport near him. He went over, got a job, and now he owns a company that works on all the aircraft, the corporate aircraft that flies in and out of the small airport that he's at near Montgomery, Alabama. How about that? That wasn't too shabby. Now, am I going to say that's going to happen all the time? No. But in his case, it did. So that's National Aviation Academy, naa.edu. Or give him a call, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell him the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide open. Well, Army National Guard leaders have formed a plan that would align their eight divisions across state lines, putting them in a better position to contribute actual deployment divisions to a major combat operation should the Army approve. Now, this is a little different from where they've been so far because each unit was responsible for their own state. Now we're talking about state lines going away as they try to put together divisions that way. And soldiers can now get their dislocation allowance in advance of their permanent change of station move, even if they have an individually billed government charge guard, according to the new policy that was announced yesterday. Now, Boeing and Sikorsky's Defiant, the SB-1 Defiant, resumed flight testing in September after companies made modifications to the demonstrator aircraft. And this is going to be quite the aircraft when they get this thing approved and ready to go, the Defiant. If you don't know about it, go look it up on the web. You'll find out real quick. And the U.S. Army is solidifying their plan for long-range precision munitions for future vertical lift. Now, the Army is pushing very hard. It's document related to long-range precision munitions and the requirements for the future vertical lift modernization effort through the approval pipeline. And you can expect that to be finalized by the end of the year, so says Brigadier General Wally Rugen, who is in charge of the Army Aviation Modernization System. Now, the Department of Defense also is expected to meet to send Congress an updated electronic warfare strategy this month. One element of a broader initiative across government is to ensure the U.S. military can complete and finish in the electromagnetic spectrum of the future, because we're not sure exactly how that's going to work. Also, Mercury Systems Incorporated is investing $15 million in microelectronics to help fill the government need for trusted components. God knows we got a need for that. Also, a little more than a year ago, the Army kicked off a pilot program that looked to add 8 weeks to the Infantry 1 station unit training, all in an effort to make new soldiers more lethal and get them more physically fit. Well, I kind of thought that's what AIT was for, but they want to do it in basic, so they must be trying to cut a corner so they don't have to have AIT. Just saying. That's just me talking out loud here. And the Army's theater-level detachment is testing how it would fight in the unknown realms of warlifting and war fighting. It's discovering more ways for the service to compete to avoid conflict. We'll check in on them in the not-too-distant future and see how that unit is doing. By the way, about 263 people have enrolled in the Army's new registry to document environmental health concerns related to military housing. Now, Army officials said in advance of its town hall meeting yesterday that this might not be the way to go. Good luck to them on that. Good luck to them on that. And not to be outdone, rank doesn't matter, only ability, so says the Air Force. First, all enlisted crew operators of the RQ-4 Global Hawk in the theater are going to be automatically rated every month. And all enlisted remotely piloted aircraft and their crew manned in the RQ-4 Global Hawk out of the Al Dhafra Air Base in the United Arab Emirates, helicopter pilots now, are doing what used to take virtual reality to do, and that's learning how to fly. And the first class to do that graduated 6 weeks ahead of schedule. Because the best way to do it, once again, is to do it in person, up close, and with soldiers around. Took them a while to figure that out. And an all-enlisted remotely piloted aircraft manned the RQ-4 Global Hawk, and they were able to outfox some F-15 jets that were training with them. That's a significant move on the part of the DOJ. We'll see how that works out. To be continued, as they say. Alrighty, the governor of the Western States want nuclear testing compensation expanded. They want some of that money out there. That's not just about Utah. They want to do it in Nevada, too. Alright, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. We got lots more coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate her very much listening to us up there in Carrollton, Georgia, with her husband Don at the D&D Ranch, and they're just up the road a tad bit in Carrollton from Fort Benning, Georgia, down the road. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia, as they listen to us on AM 1330 WLBB. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. And if you're struggling with nagging pain like I have with my arthritis, I would like to suggest to you something that worked for me that's all natural, and it is Relief Factor. Now, the Relief Factor 3-week quick start program can get you started right away for $19.95. And people like myself found relief from it in just about 2 weeks, and we knew it was going to work after that. And I've been taking it for about 3.5 years now, almost 4 years, as a matter of fact, and it works for me. When I have pain that I can't stand, I take it 3 times a day. I may even take a fourth packet of it just to make sure when the arthritis kicks in. But all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And it's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You can sign up and you'll have it in about 3 to 5 days, and you're on your way. And about 80% of the people that take it stay on it. Relieffactor.com. /captain. All right, we've got Chris Markowski on the telephone right now. And what I want to do is I want to ask Chris right off the bat, the House overwhelmingly yesterday rebuked the president over the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Syria. And, Chris, there were 129 Republicans that went along with this, which I was kind of surprised the number was that high. What do you think?
To me, it's still more the good old military-industrial complex, and you got to go along with the entire gang. And they put their finger in the air, and they see which way the wind is blowing at any point in time. The American people overwhelmingly do not want the United States involved in the Middle East anymore. That's what the polls are saying. This is a complete change in attitude. He actually even had, George W. Bush had the nerve to come out yesterday and criticize Donald Trump's non-interventionist attitude and how bad it was. And here's a guy that got us involved in two wars, one of which we're still fighting, the other one we're kind of still in, resulting in the deaths of countless people and troops still all over the Middle East. The American people don't want it. Trump made that point clear in criticizing Lindsey Graham yesterday. He said, you know, the people of South Carolina want us involved in a war in Syria between Turkey and these Kurdish rebel groups. And people don't even understand the Kurds that they're fighting there are different than the Kurds that are in Iraq. The Kurdish people, they have different languages and different dialects depending upon where they are. And the Turkish group that's in Syria is a Marxist organization that is even on our terror watch list. We actually changed the name so it wouldn't look bad because they were helping us to fight ISIS for a period of time. This is part of the problem. Our enemies become our friends and our friends become our enemies and we don't know who's who and what's what. And this is why we need to get out of that region.
Well, and that's all true. Everything you're saying is absolutely true. And we'll see what happens. And as it stands right now, the vote will speak for itself. Now, we also heard yesterday that GM and the United Auto Workers had reached a tentative end to their strike. However, they're not going to go back to work right away. I believe it's going to be 3 to 4 days to get the vote through the various committees that have to pass it. And then they have to have a general vote. The union membership has to vote on it. And it'll probably be another, I'd say, 5 days at least before this gets resolved. What say you?
Hopefully sooner rather than later. I don't know the nuances and the internals of the deal. It's sad to see these things get stretched out for so long. Obviously this is going to be helpful for the economy and all of the various different businesses that are involved, with supplying GM as well. So again, hopefully sooner rather than later. On the same note, again, it just happens every few years. Chicago teachers decided that they're going to go on strike again. So then this, what was this, 3 years ago maybe that they were on strike?
Yeah, 3 years ago. Yeah, and I don't know what's going to happen there because there are rules in some states where teachers as a public employee cannot go on strike, especially after the school year starts. So I'm not sure what the law is there in Chicago.
They've been on strike before. I mean, whatever law is, what are they going to end up doing about it? You know, you've got the many of the politicians that are on board with these unions and you know, make matters better. You know, there's a reality to the situation when it comes to this stuff. Chicago, the state of Illinois is in dire straits when it comes to money. I don't know where the money is going to come from when it comes to this, but it's not good.
Now, are you following the European vote that's coming? The Brexit talks that are entering closer to the deal before the summit they're going to have. Are you following any of that?
Things that look like, as far as Brexit is concerned, is heading in the right direction, that it looks like we're getting closer to figuring things out. A lot of it has to do with the border with Northern Ireland and how they're going to go about handling that. That's one of the biggest issues that they have right now. They don't want to go back to the old days when it was a militarized border and there was lots of violence that took place. So I think it's a big part of it right now is figuring out how that is going to be handled.
And, folks, I'm speaking with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog of Wall Street. We talk to him every day, Monday through Friday here at this time. And, of course, it is what we talk about, different things. It's not just about the economy, but also politics. Now, there's something interesting in California. Duncan Hunter, who's been a congressman for I don't know how many years, a decorated war veteran, too, the son of a former congressman that held the seat, the son holds the father's seat, has failed to win the local GOP backing in his reelection bid. I don't know what's going to happen there, but he could run, I guess, as an independent. Is that about the way you see it?
It's tough to do, no, without the type of financing you're going to have. I mean, you're really going to need to obviously put some money together if that's the case. Supposed to do whatever he wants, but, I mean, we shall see.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, did you hear Joe Biden referencing something at the debate? I'm trying to find the audio here real quick. Something at the debate. Oh, yeah, here it is. All right, wait till you hear this. Listen to this.
My son's statement speaks for itself. I did my job. I never discussed a single thing with my son about anything having to do with Ukraine. No one has indicated I have. We've always kept everything separate, even when my son was the Attorney General of the state of Delaware. We never discussed anything. So there'd be no potential conflict. My son made a judgment. I'm proud of the judgment he made. I'm proud of what he had to say. And let's focus on this.
What do you think of that comment on just on its face value, knowing what we know that was wrong about it?
Listen, they're gonna say whatever they want. The media is not covering this the way that they should. They don't care about it. So, you know, he can say whatever he wants to say. It's kind of a benefit of being a member of a party, a certain party out there with the donkeys. You're not going to get called out on your BS. So what difference does it make?
Well, the difference that it makes to me is the fact that he's talking about his dead son, Bo, and obviously he was having a senior moment, I think.
I don't know. I mean, his performance in the debate where he was all over the place, I mean, it was funny. He actually even had one of the late-night left-wing comedians make fun of the way he handled it and how he was just all over the place and couldn't answer the question properly. So this is what you're going to get. Deny. I didn't do anything wrong. Yet we could all see, you know, based upon what was done, the amount of money transferred, that it, you know, it stunk to high heaven. So, again, it's whether the people are going to end up believing it or not.
All righty, here comes the music. Got to let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back after the top of the hour news with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. I shall return. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.